You're listening to SBS News.
Ever since he could afford it, James Chisholm has donated to charities such as The Hunger Project, when it launched a fundraising campaign during COVID-19 restrictions to contribute the equivalent of a coffee or meal out. He didn't hesitate to get involved.
A smallish amount of money in our world can seriously change lives.
But with coronavirus forcing many into unemployment and Australia in the midst of a recession, not-for-profit organisations are worried about the level of community generosity. CEO of the Community Council for Australia, David Crosby, says after the global financial crisis in 2008, individual donations by Australians dropped 20% from previous levels and took 3 years to recover.
Well, what we've seen in the past, post the global financial crisis, is that people tend to try and save more, and as a consequence, they spend less on giving and donating to charities.
It's a major blow to the sector, especially at a time when demand for their services is growing. Melanie Noden from the Hunger Project Australia says there are predictions COVID-19 will increase the number of people living in hunger by 135 million.
For us, we need to do more. Yet we've had a 33% decrease in our revenue.
Charity leaders say the coronavirus pandemic shows why investment is worth it. When the virus spread at speed, many feared the poorest and most vulnerable communities would be ravaged by the disease. But so far in Africa, the impact hasn't been as bad as first feared, especially compared to the worst hit Western nation, the US. The Hunger Project credits their success to an army of trained local volunteer leaders who are creating COVID-resilient communities. Roland Koacha is based in Malawi and oversees the work of the organisation in the region.
The magic is the 500,000 grassroots leaders who have a huge leverage and are reaching a total of 16.5 million people across all the villages that we are working in globally.
In some good news for the sector, research shows Australia's leading philanthropic trusts and foundations are giving more than ever. Sarah Wickham from Philanthropy Australia says almost 80% of those surveyed are either increasing their grants or offering new funding opportunities.
Philanthropists do understand the needs of the community and the critical opportunity they have to step up, dig deep and give more.
Highlighting the importance of giving in a time of greatest need.